the spy genre of the 60s.
Yeah.
Starting up, you know, the James Bond, which was kind of, the first two were fairly straight, but they started to get mocking of the original Ian Fleming's after, with Goldfinger.
You think with Goldfinger? Okay.
Started.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit, you know, there's a little quips, a little sides, more and more machinery, you know, anyway. So the idea, the tired idea of the loving or affectionate send-up, genre send-up,
right.
became codified in my mind, everybody's mind, as what they're like.
Right, sure.
The reason that I said what I said about cinema, shoot 'em up, which I think is
right.
perfect, is it's not affectionate.
It's not affectionate?
That's why it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Now, I know that I'm arguing with you and the weight of the world. They all tell me I'm full of shit.
Yeah.
Swear to God, the reason I laugh at it is because I felt that every joke in that thing was, there was a snideness to it that I thought was really hilarious.
Interesting, because I don't find myself to be a snide person.
No, well, I know.
And maybe the movie sort of has a darker, as Clive says, a wicked humor. But I kind of find, like, I'm very much, I'm an action fan myself, I'm a geek, and I don't think I would have done all this work to sort of, like, your phrase was sort of the piss in the mouths of the action fan, which is pretty, a great phrase.
Why I had such a good time.
But, you know, I actually feel that I would be pissing in my own mouth then, because I'm one of those guys.
All right. You found a gifted director who despises these films for their tediousness.
Yes, I could see that.
Over and over and over, blam, 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 over and over. We just got so sick of it.
Yes.
That decided to make something like Shoot 'em Up, it would fit. I would buy that.
Oh, I now, could
I'm
see that.
I'm not disputing you and saying you're sincere. Obviously, you know who you are.
Right.
So I'm just saying, good work.
Right.
Always invites more than one interpretation.
And I actually like, I'm glad films, you know, I think the byproduct of going to the movies is going out to coffee afterwards and talking about it and what, you know, what did the guy mean or what did he kind of subliminally mean or, you know, sometimes you don't even know sort of, you're just doing what comes from your gut and then people respond to it.
Right.
You know, having gone to art school, I went to Parsons School of Design, I often found that my gesture drawings that I did like in 20 seconds were better than the drawings that I'd studied for 20 minutes. And sometimes I think in filmmaking, you just sort of got to go with what delights you. And if you analyze it too much, then the work gets ponderous, at least for me.
Now, some of the bon mots, some of the James Bondian comics after the violence, you know, the standard thing.
Yeah.
Now, some of them seem deliberately purple as a way, it's almost like double layering.
Knew that they were allowed to laugh at the movie.
Right.
And so we found that we needed sort of just a comedy peg at the end of the scene. I mean, even the original script, you may remember, began with Clive delivering a baby in the middle of a gunfight.
You know, it's funny, the original script, which is a very, very well-written thing, did not give me the same vibe. That, I felt...
Well, it's a little bit darker and a little bit straighter, right?
A little straight, but it was just... I just didn't feel... This is not making fun. This is cool. This is hyper John Woo.
Right, front.
This is, you know, John Woo, Wet Dream, whatever. But it's cool, you know, they're right. But it just got something different.
Well, what we ended up finding is that, like I said, in the original scene, when we first showed it to people, they clued into the drama of the poor mother delivering the baby and the dramatic situation. And maybe even it was a carryover of Children of Men in Clive's Identity.
Yeah.
That they didn't know that they should be laughing or that it sort of is amusing that it's a baby delivery during a gunfight and he's shooting off the guy's ponytail. And so what we ended up doing is we ended up adding this opening where you set up Clive's character, sort of the Sergio Leone man with no name, but he eats carrots. He ends up stabbing a guy with the carrot to tell the audience this is just kind of a fun ride. And it shaded the baby delivery sequence. Right. Then everybody started laughing and getting sort of into the tone of it. Prior to that, the tone hadn't been established. And so I think maybe in the making of the movie, we decided to sort of lighten it a step than from the screenplay.